County Executive Mark Poloncarz wants to use a tiny fraction of the $18 million surplus to get the new opioid addiction hotline up and running. But during last week's hearing on the proposal, members of the majority raised concerns, including legislator Lynn Dixon.
If we pay for it now, how do we pay for it next year? How do we pay for it the year after that and the year after that?
Poloncarz also wants to tap the surplus to fix more roads this year and to create a lead poisoning prevention program. But lawmakers are balking at the $750,000 cost. Poloncarz calls it political posturing.
I find it a little hypocritical that some of the individuals are complaining about the spending of money on programs for lead poisoning prevention or addressing the opiate crisis, but they have no problem spending $5 million on roads and bridges.
Poloncarz says he'll continue talking to lawmakers up until this afternoon's vote in the hopes that they'll pass his plan in its entirety. Chris Kay at WBFO News.